KMOV television station. The poor guy's under attack, the anchor there.
Tonight, colored homeowners are sounding the alarm when it comes to undervalued home appraisals.
That was Corey Stark, and he's white. Now, the crew might have pulled a prank on him or something, but there is the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, which is the NAACP. Colored people is offensive, but people of color is not offensive. We're not going to talk about Nikki Haley, but there's a good clue she's going to drop out of the race. All events have been removed from the governor's website. Now, the following gets a little wonky. What we're looking at is a potential energy implosion because of offshore wind. But the gist is that the amount of power that come from turbines that politicians and activists have bragged about is plate power. That is maximum power, but the actual output is much smaller. And if you can read between the lines of spinning by the governor of New York, for instance, you will find that the scope of offshore wind projects moving forward with accepted bids has decreased by about two-thirds, but the price per megawatt of this electricity has jumped by over 30%. Now, that happened almost immediately. With offshore wind, we see the movement of about $1 trillion, taxpayer dollars, moving essentially to foreign companies. It's not wind versus oil. Ørsted Wind, for instance, which is the biggest holder of offshore wind, is Royal Dutch Shell. And a lot of this money is spent on promises. We are looking at brownouts to come, energy crises, and the extinction of the North Atlantic right whale, of which maybe 50 reproductive females remain. This is News Talk 1100.